My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, every day is a happy day with Davin and his scammer Lacey. Will it stay that way? Listen and enjoy.
So last week, as I said at the top of the show, Fake Davin had a whole conversation where he answered Lacey and Sammy Hagar quotes. She had wanted him to go get a phone card, and answering Sammy Hagar quotes, she asked where he was, and he said halfway to Memphis. And she said, well, how long will it take you to get there? And he said 5150. So that was.
I love you when you use those things that are cultural references that they just will not know. It's funny as hell to me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and then the answer back.
Joel?
Oh God, I know. With like legitimate questions, according to what nonsense you just said. It's hilarious.
So in Lacey's mind, Fake Davin, who's a Ghostbuster comic. Cheating motherfucker who loses his pants, but she just wants honesty and truth and faithfulness, but desperately needs a phone card as she's all alone in Nigeria. Fake Davin is the dream boat she's needed because he's got that phone card, and that's where we will pick it up. What?
Oh, just the scenario that supposedly she's all alone in a hotel in Nigeria and she's waiting on some complete stranger to buy her a phone card to save her day.
Not stranger. We've been dating for about a month, I guess. Something like that.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're her honey bunch.
I most certainly am.
I just want to go on a point that Pitt made about a minute or so ago where they're going along with this ridiculous stuff. On the clips, on the Davin's Den Scams, the Scammers clips, we have the series with Jane. Jane was looking to get a MoneyGram sent out to her. And Davin told her, well, I'm going to send Golden Grams. And she's like, well, I don't know what Golden Grams are. We're sitting, it's a delicious breakfast treat. And she's there freaking out that she, how does she get a Golden Gram? How does she send this Golden Gram?
I also.
It's ridiculous, but it's like a life or death thing, you know?
I also, as I recall, as I'm having a chat with her, told her to shush because Rock and Roll Mercenaries by Meatloaf was on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were obsessed with Meatloaf that one.
I was yelling at her in our instant message chat because she was ruining a Meatloaf song.
Yeah.
As one does.
As one
when
does.
Meatloaf is on.
So, yeah. Fake Davin's a fun guy. All right. May 6, 2019. I write hot. Hey, pretty lady. She goes, how are you doing today? I said, I am well. How are you? She wrote, she's good. She wrote, happy Monday. I said, LOL, happy Monday. She goes, why LOL? I go, just cute the way you say happy days of the week. she laughs. That seems to be like an African thing where they do that. You know, I guess if you're in Africa, you're just happy to see the next day, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, yeah, I guess the only thing I can
happy
compare it to.
Still breathing.
I mean, the dangers they face are kind of like what we face going shopping with Joe. I mean, you don't know if you're going to come back alive.
Yeah,
it's true.
So then May 7th, she I guess that was the end of that. May 7th, she goes, happy Tuesday. Okay.
Well, we say that to each other every week, don't we?
We most certainly do.
That's right.
And I go, and happy Tuesday to you. She asked me how my night was. I said, I had a ghost event canceled, so it was quiet. How was yours?
It was quiet.
She says her night was good. I asked her what she did. She said she slept. I go, with who? She said, myself. I said, that's no fun. And then she sent me a picture where she was where she was scantily clad. I go, well, that new picture.
No.
She goes, well, that new picture is not, or she posted it. I think she posted it on her Instagram. I go, well, that new picture is not very modest. And she goes, Don't you like it? I go, I do, but I'm confused how her supermodel got stuck in a lumber company in Nigeria.
Happens every day. Leave her alone. Happens every day.
It does to Fake Davin. Fake Davin gets more like desperate tang than you could ever imagine.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.